love. Network with all seven of the synonymous terms, which includes mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. A couple of terms that represent symbols for love is blesses and oil. Blesses indicates that it is spiritual. Even when people use the term loosely by just saying that's a blessing or bless you indicates thank you, and that is a blessing, indicates that there is a benefit that is received from it that is of a spiritual nature. Oil is defined in chapter 17, the Glossary of Science and Health by Mary Baker Eddy, as consecration, charity, gentleness, prayer, heavenly inspiration. It seems appropriate that one could add to that the word lubricant. A lubricant converts or transitions friction into smoothness. So that connects with gentleness. It creates gentleness from what otherwise was a chaotic situation, a friction, a lack of coordination, or a lack of smoothness, or a lack of synchronization. The 1828 Dictionary by Noah Webster provides the following: the act or ceremony of separating from a common to a sacred use, or of devoting and dedicating a person or thing to the service and worship of God. So it leads us to believe that one of the intents is purification, for it says it's separating from a common or sacred use, and dedication to the worship of God. Worshiping or following the qualities of which God represents. God is the source. So not only representing, but God is the quality. God is the quality of oil, gentleness, heavenly inspiration, consecration, purity, which is a quality of spirit, which means that it is flawless. If one applies love to any situation, it is going to create a smoothness which was absent, or at least seen as being absent, previously. The Bible states that God is all. Mary Baker Eddy has made it a little more detailed by saying that God is all in all. The first all being capitalized, meaning God itself, and the second one being lowercase, meaning that it is God's manifestation. Wherever we look, wherever we think, feel, taste, smell, hear, God is there. If God is all, God is there. God is omnipresent. God is all there is. There is nothing else. Therefore, God is where there appears to be discord, where there appears to be chaos, something absent that should be there. God is there. We just need to change the view so that we can spiritualize and see the spiritual reality of what we're viewing as being discordant. The improper hidden view needs to be revealed, and the reality of that hidden view needs to replace the improper view, which is seeing discord, which is without the lubricant, without the oil of consecrating, which is devoting the view to the God view, the God consciousness, the real view, the view of harmony, perfection, completeness. A very important term that represents one of the qualities of love is completeness, fulfillment, nothing missing. In the days of creation order, in which the sequence is mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love, love being at the end indicates that it is all-inclusive of the other synonymous term for God. In other words, love is the mothering of the qualities in the entire process of development. The office of love is to nurture the qualities of mind and spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and of love itself. One might wonder, how can love itself? Another term for love is purpose and fulfills. So love fulfills its own purpose by nurturing all of the qualities of love, which include nurturing all of the qualities of the other six synonymous terms for God. The same way as mind serves itself, because mind represents intelligence and mind represents action. So mind must be intelligent with its own action. It must be an intelligent action. If one is working on a project, doesn't matter what the topic is, there is a cycle which is going from beginning to end in a circle where it's all connected. In other words, it's not a straight line where the end has nowhere to go, but the end is connected to the beginning. A circle or a sphere is a symbol of the infinite, where there is no beginning and there is no end. Any project, if approached from a spiritual view, is going to be a part of the infinite. If we are seeing a beginning or an end, we are only viewing a minuscule portion of the big picture. Everything that evolves from the project is a part of the whole. And it is a contribution to the atmosphere of spiritual thought. Any spiritual project is reflecting the spiritual nature of God, and in some way will be a benefit to all humanity, because it will be contributing to the atmosphere of spiritual thought. If the focus is on a product or a service, and the real intent is to serve humanity as opposed to being a profit venture whereby profit is the primary attraction for the purpose of the project, then very likely the project will be of a temporary nature, because if the project is built on the motivation of a remuneration as opposed to a service being provided, and that service can be provided in the way of a quality product, or it could be in a service of doing something for the customer. No matter what the topic is that is involved, the motive must be to serve mankind if it is intended to be something of a permanent nature. Otherwise, it is going to very definitely be a temporal situation, and it will end in disappointment. It's interesting that if you skip one word after oil in the glossary, which is Pharisee, and go to the next word, which is Pesson, which is a river. And the definition of that is the love of the good and beautiful and their immortality. Now, Pesson has been connected to the word, W-O-R-D, which is the first of the four sides of the city, four square, the city of God. And those four sides, by the way, are termed the Word, the Christ, Christianity, and science. So the river Pesson is connected to the Word. And Word is also considered the dawn of the day. And that begins in the north, and the fourth side of the city ends up in the west, rotating just like the compass. And that first side of the city, which is called the Word, is also connected with the definition of God, which is God is incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite. The first four words, that's from page 465 of Science and Health in Recapitulation. And it's interesting that the word in between oil and Pesson is Pharisee, and that represents the corporeal and sensuous belief, self-righteousness, vanity, and hypocrisy. So the definition of the river Pesson is the love of the good and beautiful and their immortality. So that's very, very much connected to the word oil, which is gentleness, heavenly inspiration, also the consecration, and the prayer. So the full definition in the order presented by Mary Baker Eddy is, for oil, is consecration, charity, gentleness, prayer, heavenly inspiration. On page 252 of Science and Health, in the chapter Footsteps of Truth, the paragraph title is Testimony of Soul. She talks about this beginning and end, and she says, spirit bearing opposite testimony, And by the way, the previous paragraph was about the testimony of sense, based on material sense. He is now stating what the facts are, which is about spirit. And the title to the paragraph being testimony of soul, she's talking about spiritual sense. The paragraph reads as follows. Spirit, bearing opposite testimony, saith, I am spirit. Man, whose senses are spiritual, is my likeness. He reflects the infinite understanding, for I am infinity. The beauty of holiness, the perfection of being, imperishable glory, all are mine. And that's M-I-N-E with a capital M, so it is God that is speaking. For I am God. I give immortality to man, for I am truth. I include and impart all bliss, for I am love. I give life without beginning and without end, for I am life. I am supreme and give all, for I am mind. I am the substance of all, because I am that I am. And those last five words are all capitals. Every letter is a capital letter. And of course, that's the same way it is stated in the Bible. I am that I am. That is in the early part of the Bible where God is talking to Moses, stating, I am that I am. God is really stating, I am all there is. I am the beginning and the end. I am it. There is no time. There are a number of references where there is beginning and end being referred to as one. In other words, as a circle or sphere where it is all together. There is no end, there is no beginning, there's no start, and there's no finish, but everything is always complete if we are dealing with a spiritual idea. If one is working on a project, they can refer to this thought, indicating that the project is complete. In other words, nothing can be missing. If one is developing a service for the benefit of mankind, they can work on the idea that the clients or customers that need that service and can benefit from that service are already present. The same with a product. If one is dealing with a quality product that is representing the qualities of mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. In other words, for mind, is it an intelligent thing to do to offer this product? Is this a product that is going to provide a service or use to the customer that is going to be an intelligent use? And spirit, being the opposite of matter, is it going to be of lasting value, of lasting service? And so one could go right down through the qualities of the various synonymous terms and make sure that one is following that discipline in providing or in developing the service or product for the customer. If the motive is right, and that's a part of truth, and if the service or product is going to serve a wholesome purpose, and if one knows their business, in other words, how to bring about the end product by following the principles of each phase of the operation, of developing it, then one knows that they can depend on the customer being attracted to the product or service that is being offered. In other words, working on the idea of love, which is completeness and fulfillment, and the end and beginning be all connected to bring about the fulfillment, and also the thought that God doesn't leave anything half done. Nothing is missing. So if we follow the principles that are involved in each phase of the process of development, then we can work on the idea that mind knows all, because mind is the knowing, intelligence, and wisdom, and that all comes into play with the creative activity of mind prior to the action. The action is then measured in performance and becomes power. Everything along the way has to be for the benefit of the one that it is going to serve, whether it's a service or whether it's a product. There's a movie by the name of Field of Dreams. In it is a phrase that says, if you build it, they will come. And that's the same thought that is being offered here, that everything is complete from its inception if the spiritual idea was embedded into the process from beginning to end. One of the articles by Wentworth Winslow refers to an individual that is at the gates of heaven. An angel appears and inquires as to the purpose of the individual. The individual states that they are in desperate need of a particular thing. And the angel says, I don't believe we have anything like that. He says, but I will go check. So the angel goes to God himself and tells God about the problem. And God says, well, we have everything. Give him whatever he needs. And the angel explained to God that he was in need of something that we don't have, because he is feeling that whatever he has can expire. He can run out of it. It has a temporary existence. So the individual was coming to God, to heaven, to ask for something that he thought he was in absence of, something he needed that he didn't have. And the angel explained to him that we don't have anything that can run out, that is limited in supply, because everything is infinite. Everything is complete. You cannot be lacking anything that you need. So the angel had to explain to him that there could never be a lack of something in need, because everything is already omnipresent. If one is involved in a project, one must realize that nothing can be missing. There can be no idea that is missing, an idea that could solve a particular problem in the development process. There can't be any supply missing of the resources to bring it about to fruition, whether the resources are something that is needed to acquire by paying someone else for it who has produced it, or whether it's an idea that gives the appearance that there is something that is incomplete and we're missing, you know, some idea in how to make this complete. It doesn't matter what form that the lack appears to be taking. It is not possible in a realm of goodness where everything is omnipresent that is good to be lacking anything. If the purpose of the project is wholesome and the principles of the business operation have been complied with, and that includes the due diligence before one even begins it, which of course is part of the business principle. And if the laws of God are clinged to with perseverance and tenacity, with no variance, don't grab onto any temptation that is going to be a diversion from truth and principle and all the other qualities of the synonymous terms for God, of mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. Is it intelligent? Is it wise? With soul, are we looking at the spiritual view? Are we listening to the truth? Does it have the right feel about it? How's it going to taste when somebody is using the product or service? How's it going to smell? Is it going to be wholesome? Or is there something that's going to smell bad about it? Even though maybe it's not tangible, maybe it can't be identified, but there's something wrong somewhere. And life, is it going to be expressing? Is it going to be living the qualities of God when one utilizes the service? Are there going to be any mistakes along the way? Or is it everything going to be truthful? And of course, as mentioned, motive is a part of truth. So that has to be wholesome. And love was every phase of the operation, the development process, nurtured based on the qualities of mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. Mary Baker Eddy states that the difference between success and failure is how we use the moments. A moment is defined as being the smallest measurement of time. Well, we could also define it as the smallest measurement of the process of the development of the product. How are we using every piece that fits into the blueprint of developing the product? Is everything there? Is it complete? Has it been thought through with a spiritual motive? If something along the line of these thoughts have been included in one's process of developing whatever the project is, doesn't matter what it is, because these are generic. These fit into any kind of topic one might want to consider. It's basically saying, I want to follow the path of truth. I want to be godlike in everything that I'm doing, in any way I'm thinking, in any way I'm talking, any action that I take. I refer to it as TSA, thought, speech, and action. Does it all comply with the qualities of God? If it does, then we are at the point of love where it is complete. We must also remember that there is no end, which means it leaves the door open for further thought development, further refinements, maybe other related products or services that would give an additional service or an additional use in the terms of a product to the customer. We never want to say that it's finished, because we want to always leave the door open for further thought development. If we listen to God, we will get a greater and greater appreciation for the fact that God is all in all. God is all source, and that includes all manifestation. Amen.